This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Drizzy, who we just heard from, has signed on for a Vegas deal. Residency spread over multiple years, but $10 million for 10 different dates.
That means he actually has to be on stage, though. When I went to see Drake, it was just Future. And I was like, where's Drake?
Yeah, he did.
Drake was on stage for 4 minutes.
No, come on. It was like split 50-50 even, I'd say. But that wasn't enough,
it
Drake.
It was too much Future. I was like, I don't care about this guy.
That's why I like going to Kanye shows. He doesn't allow anyone else on stage. It's literally just him on a couple of the tours I've seen.
Give me a narcissist. That's what I want to spend my money on.
Right, not somebody who's too nice to his friends. It's Weird Date Wednesday. We're both going to contribute, as Carly did on the text line at 780-784-7107. Worst date I had was the guy decided to drive to a nearby empty parking garage and suggest that we hook up. I thought we were going out for drinks. Like, hi, nice to meet you. So, what do you think? Here it is.
That's so terrifying. So, I met a guy at the bar. We exchanged numbers, Snapchats. Actually, I don't like giving out my number. I just don't.
Okay.
So, like, I like to keep it. Yeah. Anyway, so a message on Snapchat.
Because you like to be able to filter when you're sending back pictures of your boobs.
What?
Well, get some good shading on them.
They're perfectly shaded. Thank you very much. But anyway, we went for brunch, and he didn't know what I did for a living. Didn't even ask me until the bill came.
Isn't that kind of a good thing? No, I guess it would come up during.
He talked the entire time.
Oh, yeah, that's not
He didn't
good.
Ask me a single question about my life.
See, I've had a few experiences that are fairly similar to that, but they did know who I was or, like, you know, what we did. And I feel like it's because we share so much about our lives on air that this happened actually twice, two different situations where they, like, I felt like they already knew me. And so this was their chance to talk about themselves
a bit. They want to shine.
Right.
They want to prove to you that they're worth it. No, but this guy didn't even know what I did.
And still didn't ask.
He's like, no, I'm a woman. I want to talk about myself. This is not going to work.
Okay, I'll share mine as well. I'm going way back for this one. But it was without question the weirdest date I had been on. I had just read the book The Game.
Which do not recommend that to people. It's so outdated.
Mm.
It is. It's 2019, Ryder. You don't make fun of girls to get their attention anymore.
That's not what it is.
Yes.
No, an egghead isn't flat out making fun of. It's just knocking them off their pedestal a bit before you pick them back up.
I don't like that.
Well, it's odd when you look at...
Not in 2019. We're all feminists now.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to go up to a girl and say you got sloppy boobs. That's not a proper nag hit.
What's a nag hit? Like, what's a proper
nag hit? I love that sweater. I'm pretty sure my grandma has that. That's a proper nag hit. Landed a date out of it.
Okay.
We go, some heavy kissing in the car before drinks.
We don't need
drinks.
Those details.
Lots of tongue. No, I'm just kidding. And then she says to me, we're going to meet up with some of her friends to play pool. And she says...
So you made out before the actual date?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks.
How does that... I've never experienced that.
Read the book, The Game.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, she leans over, like, in the car and says, "Kay, no matter what, you do not tell any of these people that, like, we're on a date. You're just my friend, okay?" I was like, all right. So we go in... And I, like, just have to be her friend on the date, which is cool. I probably still had her lipstick on me, but we go to play pool. I kick the crap out of all her friends because I've played a lot of pool.
Well, your ex-girlfriend was a professional pool player, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
So here's the problem. Then I find out, like, they're a biker gang. And these guys are all, like, associated with each other. And apparently she had, like... a dude in jail or something. And I didn't know any of this.
Why would she take you to the bar? Was she doing it on purpose?
No. I just think that's what she felt like doing, was going and playing some pool.
So she played you. Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, beat the crap out of her on the pool table, too. Sometimes the texts just aren't enough. So we actually got a hold of Tara, who has... texted us, and she's willing to tell the story on the phone for you. It is Weird Date Wednesday.
I met this Italian guy on Bumble. and the conversation was good. We went to a coffee shop. It was in the fall, so it was kind of cold, and he had like a longer coat. I didn't think anything of it. And we sat, we had good laughs, good conversation. He was really sweet. He always had one hand like in his pocket or on his lap. Towards the end of the date, and he walked me to my car, so he walked behind me.
Which you would think is a nice gesture.
Yes, he was being a gentleman. I was like, this is great. I get to my car, I open the car, put my purse in, turn around to like give him a hug goodbye, maybe see if there's like a second date. He whips it out.
No.
What?
All over me. Asks me if I like it.
What?
Well, I stand there stunned.
What is happening?
And he's like, oh, you don't like?
I'm sorry, was that an attempted at Italian accent? Oh, you don't like?
Yeah.
And then he just then took what? Off?
Yeah, he took off like across the parking lot through the bushes, and I was left standing there in the parking lot thinking, like, what the F just happened?
Okay, so do you think he was working himself up? Like, because it's not that easy, I don't think, for it to just, like...
No, when he had his hand in the pocket at the coffee shop,
yeah,
he was tugging
so
at
he
it.
Was. He was working himself up the whole time.
I'm pretty sure that's what was going on. And me, not originally from Alberta, didn't really know about online dating. I'm from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Like, where you just, like, meet people through people.
Right.
Didn't know what I was actually walking into.
And this guy is an Edmontonian.
Yeah.
So, just a heads up to any ladies out there.
No trench coats.
No trench coats, yeah. I don't even have any long coats.
Matthew texted in saying, I went on a date with this girl who wouldn't eat. When I looked at her, making conversation, I ended up having to intentionally look away so the poor girl would eat her food.
I just pretend I had to go to the bathroom while, like, if that was the case, and give her, like, 5 or 10 minutes to really zone in on the dinner.
Yeah, Matthew says it was about 30 minutes into the date. She had not taken a bite of food yet. I thought she was going to starve.
Ugh, yeah, that's sad.
That is sad. You shouldn't be insecure in those moments. Listen, when I go on first dates, I get the full rack of ribs, baby.
And you usually have, like, salt on your pants because you went to the fast food joint first.
That's a fact. Like, I've had times where guys touch my thigh and they're like, what's that residue? Feels like...
Wendy's
salt.
Fry salt.
Because they use sea salt now, right? So it's a bit thicker. I'm like, yeah, I got a quick combo.
Larissa said she met a guy on Tinder. After a few messages back and forth, he found out where she worked. He came in and refused to leave. I had to get the manager to ask him to leave because he wouldn't let me help other customers.
That's really scary. And you know...
At least you realized he was a weirdo before you had to go on an official date.
Yeah, good thing you were in... around people that were protecting you.
It was my first date ever on eHarmony, so this was a long time ago.
Okay.
And he picks me up at my house. In retrospect, I was like, why would I let a stranger know where I live? That's fine. And
right.
He's like, what do you feel like doing? I was like, I don't know. And he took me up for dinner, and then he's like, I don't want the date to end, so how about let's go to the cemetery?
What?
And I was like... Sure, okay, because why not? This is online dating. Who knows how online dating goes? And hey, we went to the one in North Edmonton Evergreen, and that's where both of our grandparents are buried. And so
how romantic.
I know. And then we got it on pretty hardcore at the cemetery.
Whoa!
At the cemetery?
Yeah.
Your grandfathers are probably like, really?
I know. I know.
Your socks on my grave.
Yeah.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. So we were like really supportive of Anna Faris taking the high road when it came to Chris Pratt and Catherine's engagement, seeing how they just broke up, if I'm not mistaken, last August. And he's already engaged again. That's a pretty quick turnover. But I said... The fact that Anna went on Instagram and actually posted like, hey, so happy for you guys, congratulations, seemed like she was trying a little too hard
no.
to like for the world to see that she's okay.
No, you're wrong. The reason she did it is to stop people from attacking Catherine and Chris online. It's her showing everyone to calm down, that it was smart. Even if she was like, and didn't want to, it was a smart and very mature move on her part to do that.
Here's just proof that I may have been on to something with Anna trying too hard. She discussed it on her podcast yesterday, the whole situation.
Chris texted me this morning and he was like, I proposed to Catherine last night, and I was like, that's amazing. And I texted him back, like, I just want to remind you, I'm an ordained minister.
She's offering to like officiate the wedding? No, she's trying too hard. You're gonna get your to officiate the wedding.
I don't think she's being serious.
I don't know, that sounded pretty serious to me.
Imagine if she was there though, and if she was a little bit still bitter, how passive she'd be towards Catherine. Like, all right, are your vows done yet? All right, moving on. That's crazy.
It would be the most awkward thing ever.
It really was.
One of our favorite callers on the phone, Callie, what's up?
Not that much. I'm just driving to school.
Are you driving?
What?
No.
Didn't think
so. I wish.
You're 9, right?
Yeah.
Well, you only got 3 more years if you play like those 12-year-olds that took off to BC.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Don't be doing that.
Don't do that.
Not until you're 16, okay? Then you run away with a boy.
Okay.
You'll never guess what's falling out of the sky in New York. Talking about weird things that you've been hit with in a few minutes. Right now, I wanted to share an embarrassing story that shook down yesterday. May have met Mrs. Forever, like I said, but not so.
What happened that was so embarrassing?
So I went to take my daughter. She had to get blood work done yesterday. So her mom and I took her. She was a little worked up. Anyway, they weren't there yet, so I had time to run over to the pharmacy and grab stool softener. Because I have knee surgery tomorrow, and I've been told numerous times that the painkillers will harden things right up.
Well, yes, but yeah, T3.
This might be TMI, but I even had my ex compare it to childbirth. So I was like, I need the stool softener, and I'm in line, and a very attractive woman in front of me turns back and goes, Ryder? I was like, yes, this is a dream.
She looked at what you were purchasing.
I didn't even,
why wouldn't she? I always would be curious.
I didn't even have a cart.
Oh, yeah, you're just right? Holding the little
bottle.
Because
I just went in for one thing, so I'm just literally holding a bottle of stool softener. And she's like, nice to meet you. Love the show. And then I see her eyes literally just go down to stool softener and then pop back up. And then we both got awkward and she left forever.
Why didn't you use the self-checkout when you're buying? I guess stool softener is not embarrassing.
Yes, it kind of is.
Well, you should be doing the embarrassment sandwich. I've been trying to teach you this mechanism for years, man. You got to buy 3 things, put the embarrassing thing in the middle. And then
so you're
the cashier
talking like,
doesn't care. You don't care. It's a breeze.
If you had NyQuil on one side and then a pack of razors on the other.
Sure.
Maybe even Gillette ones to really do well with the ladies.
Ooh, there you go.
And then the stool softener in the middle.
Maybe a Toblerone because you deserve it.
Let's check out the news report about this New York story.
Take a walk around this apartment building in Lower Manhattan, and you might see just anything falling to the ground.
Diapers, pots and pans, and everything.
But it's the dumped diapers that have residents shaking their heads.
That's disgusting. Very disgusting.
We checked the building's exterior today, and sure enough, we saw a dirty diaper that appears to have been tossed out of a window.
So it sounds like there's just somebody who lives in a high-rise changing their kid and then just literally chucking the dirty diaper out of the window. Can you imagine anything worse than walking down the street and getting pegged in the head with a dirty diaper?
No.
Even if
it was just pee.
I know, that's the worst. I think that would be worse because there's a pretty good chance. Wait, hear me out. There's a pretty good chance the diaper could contain the dumps. If it hit you in the head, even at a fast speed. So it would just bounce off and you'd be like, gross. But the pee one, you would get wet. It wouldn't contain the liquid.
Right.
So anyway.
I mean, it's a smart idea for whoever's living in that high rise. Because get that smell out. Get it out now. You don't even have to walk down the stairs. It's perfect.
Hang it out the window if that's the thing.
Maybe they don't have a balcony. Maybe it's just a window.
Sure, hang it out the window. That's what I said. Like, there's got to be another option than... You could really hurt somebody. And imagine, Jim died doing what he loved, walking down the street. Sadly, he got pegged with a heavy diaper and died.
Like, I don't think you could die from a dirty diaper.
Depends how high up they're throwing them from. In New York, you could be throwing it from the 120th floor.
See, that's what I'm saying here. Nobody's going to be taking out the trash when they have a window. They're up on the 120th floor.
That's the fastest flying dump. Other than, like, if you go to Taco Bell afterwards, that flies pretty fast. Against,
that's the thing is, like, you gotta get your food to go. Right? Eat it on the road when you're 5 minutes from home.
Okay, so we wanted to ask at 780-784-7107, what's the strangest thing you've ever been hit with? You've been hit with some weird things in the past?
Yeah, I was at Big Valley Jamboree, and I got hit in the head with a beer.
Mm.
That's when I knew that friendship was over.
Okay.
It was a full beer. I was like, that's a waste. We can't be friends.
A full open beer? Yeah, that's sure. Right? I think the strangest thing I've been hit in the head with is probably a goalie stick, but it was like during an argument with my brother.
Okay, well, that's normal.
No, brothers. Like we weren't playing hockey. We were like cleaning the shed and he threw it.
He flung a hockey stick at you?
A goalie stick, too. It was really heavy. It hurt.
Jacqueline texted in saying, my 10-year-old daughter got hit with a beach umbrella in a windstorm while we were on summer vacation. Okay, I don't mean to laugh, but the visual is funny.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to tell us a story if there's like a tragic outcome. Please let us know if there is so we don't laugh. This text. My husband and I just had started dating. We were making sandwiches one evening and he thought it would be funny to slap me in the face with a slice of bologna, which I agree. Very entertaining.
Yeah.
So I came around the corner of the kitchen. I was walking faster than expected. He didn't realize I was as close as I was. The bologna ended up giving me a black eye, she says. That was a hard story to convince everyone of, but it's true. You got beat up by bologna. It must have had some of those like olives or something in it, so it was a little bit heavier.
No, I think he was winding up and didn't realize she was coming around the corner. Like he thought she was at a distance.
Okay.
And I think it's his hand with the bologna that hit her in the eye.
I thought it was just like a wiggly piece of bologna. He must have had some good wind speed
bologna
on that.
Bologna is a weak meat.
Mm.
Well, maybe not. Like, what's ground up in that stuff?
Bologna can hold tight pretty good. Like, even when you bite into bologna sometimes, it's like...
Oh, yeah, it's a bit rough. You're right. I'm wrong. Sorry, I don't eat bologna because it's a mystery meat. Like, what is that?
I believe we've been talking about bologna for too long.
Taylor wrote in saying, my brother got hit in the head with a chair and it ripped his ear off. Now it's glued to his skull. You're lying. That's a made-up story.
This text says, I got hit in the head with a bat and Nova sent that in. I can relate.
Wait, like a bat that you swing or a bird bat?
No, like they put the emoji afterwards of an animal bat. I got hit in the head with a bat once, too.
Hey, no, bats are terrifying. We had a back path behind my house growing up, and at night, that's where all the bats would swing real low, and you just don't wear your hair down.
That's what your dad told you, so you'd quit sneaking out of the house. All the neighbors' houses. There's bats back there!
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.